This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. As we launch into the third hour of this program, it's Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio, Ian.
I'm Tyler.
And Mark.
We've been talking about a piece from Breitbart written from someone who's in Venezuela, living in Caracas, and just kind of explaining what things are like there. They, of course, like the United States, they've got the snitch campaigns going on. We'll tell you one of those, a little bit more about one of those coming up here in a moment. There are, of course, lockdowns that are happening. They're blaming Colombia for the virus, even though there's no evidence that it started there. And just all kinds of ridiculous nonsense. They're forcing people, of course, to stay at home. So a lot of it rings somewhat familiar. But the difference, one of the key differences is Venezuela is impoverished. So it's one thing to tell people, hey, stay home, you know, you can't go to work, or you got to work from home, or whatever. In the United States, changing from an office job to an at-home job isn't really a huge change, right? Like, for some people, it's actually a really beneficial change because they don't have to drive anywhere to go to work. I mean, most people who work at a job in, like, a city, they hate having to get to the thing, right? Because you got to drive for a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour and a half, or whatever it is, to get to your job. It's a tremendous amount of time being poured in. So for some folks, this has been actually a real benefit in the United States, where we have a significant cache of wealth. Now, I'm not saying it's easy for everybody in the U.S. I mean, there's people out of work, people are on unemployment, the unemployment bonuses, the $600 a week bonuses, those are supposed to be drying up, I believe, after the end of this week, if I recall correctly. So, you know, times are not going to be getting easier, I don't think, here in the U.S. But at least you didn't start with no running water or, you know, drinkable water or food on the table. You're down to one meal a day. That's what it was like for a lot of the families in Venezuela 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah, what's it like now?
And what is it like now? That's a great question. And we're kind of touching on some of that here from the Breitbart story. And if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They were talking about how if you test positive for corona, which they're calling the Colombian virus there, you're effectively imprisoned in hotels that the socialist regime has seized. Now, we know what happens. Like in California, when they seized some hotels or paid the owners off or however it was they did it, because technically, you know, Marriott still owned the hotel that the government had seized, but they were now telling the hotel, well, now you got to take on these bums. We're going to put these homeless people into your hotel. Oh, you're worried they're going to destroy everything because they're drunk and high and they don't care about the things that they're there because they have no liability for the actions. Oh, well. Too bad. You're just going to have to fix the damages when they're gone. Can you imagine the amount of just trash factor that your hotel would experience if it was packed to the brim with a bunch of homeless people?
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what happened in California, from what I understand. And that was pretty early on. We were talking about that a few months ago. So they're doing something similar there in Venezuela. Now they're discussing the healthcare situation, where if you want to get, you know, personal protective equipment, basically, and you're not connected to the government, you've got to smuggle it because they're going to take it from you. And they've got some pretty strict quarantine rules. And they point out the banking institutions have just been closed for the last 4 months. Dude who's writing the story at Breitbart says he hasn't even seen a Bolivar banknote in months. The extreme lockdown measures combined with somehow worsening economic collapse of the country give Maduro plenty of opportunities to create enemies of the state. The strategic command operations of the Bolivarian National Armed Forces, through its Twitter account, invites Venezuelans to snitch on those who've entered the country through, quote, illegal roads, unquote. And parties are now a crime, and you're expected to report them. They put an image here on this story from the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, and it shows a telephone and a phone number. 911 is referenced there. Denuncia las fiestas llamando al. Report any parties by calling this number. So if your friends or your neighbors are throwing a party,
it's just like America.
It's your duty to report it to the government.
You better not be having any fun out there.
No, and you're right, Mark. This is just like America. New York City's been cracking down on parties. Baltimore, other places.
Yeah, other places all over America.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's snitch systems there, too. The Chinese-inspired Fatherland system, which already processes a large amount of data, including the distribution of handouts and gasoline quotas, is now also being used to control people in times of quarantine. The system periodically requests personal information from its users and occasionally asks you if you know someone who has entered the country. So apparently this is an app. I'm looking here. The Fatherland system. See, this is the first I've heard about the Fatherland system. This is new to me. I mean, we've been reporting on Venezuela for years.
Yeah, I thought this was the social credit.
Like the Chinese thing. System. Yeah, I think that's what they're implementing here. So they're showing a lengthy form asking users for their blood type questions on symptoms. The introduction paragraph reads, quote, President Nicolas Maduro and the Bolivarian government of Venezuela is taking measures to diminish the impact of COVID-19 in the national territory. Success in facing this coronavirus is based in implementing distancing through social and collective quarantine to cut the chain of transmission. The Fatherland system is being used as an instrument in the prevention, communication, and pursuit campaign against this virus. We count on the conscience of the citizenry and the will of all to confront this pandemic together. See, if you don't do what the government says, you must hate.
Yeah, you're not
people,
patriotic.
Right.
Yeah.
To say that I personally feel trapped here, writes the author, would be an understatement. More so after the past days. I'm more afraid of the regime's mishandling and mistreatment of the infected than the virus itself, because in this case, the cure is way worse than the disease. Maduro has outright said, we'll never return to the old normality, a rare promise from the dictator that I expect him to keep.
So. That's so weird that seems to be the mantra everywhere, right? The new normal.
The new normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't ever go back to the way things were. I don't know why.
Because this is more control. This new normal, as they're calling it, is a more controlled society with more rules, more expectations, and more signaling about how if you don't go along to get along, then you're a bad person.
Well, that's my problem. It's like there's a dichotomy. People are like, well, either this virus is real or it's an attempt for the government to control us more. Why isn't it both?
Or both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the answer. I mean,
right,
don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Right, that's really right. It. Is that they've already got a playbook for the next crisis.
Yep.
You'll watch them attempt to trot it out. They do it all the time. I'm surprised that COVID-19 hasn't been wrapped in with gun control.
Mm-hmm.
But you can believe it's all in there somewhere.
Well, at the very least, if the kids stay out of the schools, we probably won't have school shootings anymore. So we can at least say that may be solved.
Well, I for one, am against kids going back to government schools in the fall or ever.
Indeed. So there's your latest update from Venezuela, and it really didn't sound that different than what's happening in New York State. The only real key difference is the impoverished, situation. I mean, people are way worse off in Venezuela to start with at the beginning of this than the people of New York were. So that's the difference. You know, most of the people in Venezuela didn't have their own businesses, or they were already being taken over and or shut down or severely restricted before that even started. So it's even harder to do it down there, but man, it's sad to read about all this. If you want to comment, you can join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
On that New England Journal of Medicine article you had, apparently JAMA has released a retraction because they're like, oh yeah, we don't want people using this as an excuse not to wear masks.
Really?
So, yeah.
Even though they were basically saying the masks are essentially symbolic.
That's right. What they're saying.
Even if you look at the data that say masks are effective, there's no way to say how effective it is. It could be marginal. It could be tiny, but it matters. And that if you don't do it, everyone's going to die.
Right. The idea of, going into the grocery store with a mask on, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that you're going to put your employees in a big concrete box for 10 hours, but as long as they're wearing masks, everything will be fine. It's ludicrous.
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You join us. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Let's change gears here. Let's get into a little bit of tech news. Video game violence. People have been talking about this for decades. Is it something that can actually lead to aggression? Well, there's been a study done. We'll tell you about it.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in here. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And also want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. You want to go learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency, get over to Bitcoin.com. They've got you covered. And it's free. So why not get started to educating yourself about this amazing technology that is not going to be leaving anytime soon. Probably not in our lifetimes and our grandkids' lifetimes or whatever. This is tech that's going to stick with us. It's going to become more important. Like, we're in the same, I would say, time frame right now with cryptocurrency that we were with the internet in like 1995. People were just barely having some idea of what it was they've gotten their hands on. They didn't really understand. You know, people thought the internet was going to be a fad, like a passing fad that, you know, the fax
machine. But not in 95.
Yeah, I think in 95 there were still some people that thought that about the internet. Remember, Windows 95 just came out.
I think that people...
You were still in prison.
I think that people were... you know, there are people out there that think that cryptocurrency is a passing fad.
Yeah.
However, what they're not doing is they're not consuming media from, you know, the financial end of things, where they're saying things like blockchain is the greatest innovation of the decade, and, you know, like things like that.
And Bitcoin is the greatest investment in the decade, by the way.
Right. And, oh, yeah, it
by
is.
By far.
And many have said that Bitcoin is here to stay.
You know what's going to be big when countries are going to start making their own digital currencies? China's doing it.
They're talking about it.
Been talking about it. Yep.
Venezuela.
That's how you know. Yep.
But remember, those aren't real cryptocurrencies. Those are just digital state coins, basically.
Right.
So
tokens.
That gives them total control, total central control over their tokens, whereas things like Bitcoin are decentralized, meaning that no one person or one entity has control over it. They are distributed in thousands of locations around the planet. The blockchain is this massive publicly visible in most cases, not in the case of privacy coins like Monero, but publicly visible evidence of who's got what, basically. It's a ledger. And it exists simultaneously in thousands of places, so it's distributed and it's decentralized, and so therefore it can't be stopped.
Right, and this is what the conclusion countries are coming to, is that Bitcoin can't be stopped. So let's try to produce something like it. If you can't beat them, join them. So they're creating their own tokens. Of course, their tokens will be as controlled, as immoral, as manipulated as their money was, because that's what they do.
That's right. So we are seeing that happening. Of course, with the whole COVID thing, they now have an excuse. And we've seen this coin shortage thing that's been in the news over the last week or so. My roommate showed me a really funny meme today. Somebody had put a sign up on, like, you know, one of those coin-operated parking meters that said, "Sorry, coin shortage." They, like, taped it to the sign as their reason for not paying the parking meter. I thought that was pretty smart.
Yeah, it's hilarious that the United States government can't keep up with its own coinage.
And yeah,
it makes sense.
Suspicious.
Suspicious for sure.
What do you? Why? What's the reason?
I think they want to promote the cashless society.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, does anyone care that they're not getting back 9 cents in change?
People who count their pennies do care about that.
Their pennies are worthless. Their pennies cost 4 cents to produce.
The average person doesn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States 1 cent piece is garbage. Mm-hmm. Okay?
It's counterproductive.
They
should get rid of it. They should use rounding.
In my lifetime, the value of the currency is down by 10%.
That's it?
Ten times. So
way more.
Things that were a dime when I was a kid are a buck now.
Yeah, that's right.
Meaning, therefore, that the penny is worth a tenth of a penny. And the dime is worth a penny.
Right.
Like, you seriously could get rid of the dime and, you know, the nickel and the penny, and you'd be fine. Frankly, would it really matter, ladies and gentlemen, if they just rounded off to the quarter? Would it really matter to you? Like, would you weep over your loss of 12 cents?
I think most people don't like to have change. I mean, they some people collect it and then they turn it into dollars, but it's a burden. Change is a burden.
I don't want to give the United States government hints on how to make their currency better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, admittedly, it's the most accepted one in the world, so, you know, they're doing something right. But just go ahead and eliminate the nickel, the dime, and the penny. Just get rid of them. This is the 2020, last year. They were wiped out by COVID. We don't have them anymore.
Well, that's
then make a dollar
saying.
Coin.
They did that.
I know, but the problem is they let people use $1 bills.
Mm-hmm.
And eliminate the $1 bill.
Really? Why go with a coin instead of the dollar bill?
Because they're durable.
Right. So that's the thing. You have to replace dollar bills constantly, and that costs millions of dollars just to put new dollars in circulation, versus coins will last, you know, 30, 40
much
years.
Longer.
Yeah. Remember, the dollar is a dime. Just keep on thinking
right.
of it as everything's a tenth of what it was. So my recommendation is actually, you know, eliminate the dollar, eliminate the five, and then,
really?
You know, just use coinage for that.
But I like my $2 bills.
I know you do.
Those are neat, yeah.
Yeah, and they're only good bill because they got the Declaration of Independence on the back instead of some government building. It's the only one.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, better president than most.
And Jefferson on the front. Yeah, it's true. So, John McAfee. I just got to get this out there.
What a guy.
I got to get this out there. Now, we've interviewed John McAfee, I think, on two occasions from a couple different Bitcoin conferences over the years.
Yeah, he's gold.
He is entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the guy on a personal, like, this guy's great kind of basis as far as you want to talk to him. He's got stories to tell.
Yeah, he's gold.
He's always doing something fun and crazy.
He actually gets up and says, guys, I can't talk anymore. As opposed to, because I don't kick him off the air. I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
It's too good.
So a couple of years ago, I guess it was 2017, July 18th, 2017, so 3 years ago, John McAfee predicted on Twitter that Bitcoin would be $500,000 within 3 years. And right now, 3 years later, it's about $9,500 for one Bitcoin. So didn't even come close.
Disparity. Yeah.
It didn't even come close. It did have a nice run up in the end of 2017 where it hit about $20,000, but that was as high as it's ever been. It's now about, again, $9,500. And he said, so $500,000 within 3 years, and he said, if not, I will eat my on national television. We can't say the word that he used there, but you can imagine.
Richard.
Yeah, what it was. And then he doubled down. At some point thereafter, he then said it would not only be $500,000, but it would be $1 million on July 19th, July 19th this year. He took it back. He said, not going to get out of it. I've never believed Bitcoin would hit $1 million. It's absurd. It's an old, tired, worthless coin. I just wanted to eat my, you know, on TV. Wait for it.
Oh, God.
So
continue to wait.
So there you go. He's taking it back.
He's not running for president anymore?
No, he didn't
get
the nomination.
That would be another one. Him and Kanye in a debate.
Oh,
that would
be amazing. He didn't show up to the Libertarian Convention because he's on the run from the federal government. He's been on his boat for the last year, basically running his campaign from
the boat
from, you know, the Bahamas or something like that. Or Cuba. He was actually in Cuba at one point. Working up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty Movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. reached another grim milestone as the number of coronavirus cases across the country surpassed 4 million, including nearly 81,000 cases logged in the previous 24 hours. In all, COVID-19 has claimed the lives of over 144,000 people in the United States since the pandemic broke out. The South and Sun Belt are grappling with alarming surges as the number of cases rise over the last few weeks. California, the largest state in terms of population, has recorded more than 422,000 cases. New York was not far behind with over 415,000. Meanwhile, three states set single-day records for COVID-19 deaths: Texas, Florida, and Idaho. The U.S. has the most coronavirus cases in the world, followed by Brazil and India, according to the stats compiled by Johns Hopkins University. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump said he will no longer hold a large in-person Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, because of COVID-19, but will hold virtual events and give an acceptance speech.
But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right. It's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention is not the right time. It's really something that, for me, I have to protect the American people.
The president said he spoke with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis about the decision to cancel the convention and that the governor had not pressured him to do so. Hurricane Douglas became the first official hurricane of the 2020 Eastern Pacific season. It's a late start for the region's hurricane season, according to the National Hurricane Center. Douglas now has sustained winds of up to 120 miles an hour, is projected to weaken as it closes in on the Hawaiian Islands. There's a strong chance strong winds and heavy rainfall will affect Hawaii beginning on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Dee and Tyler and Mark in the studio here tonight. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a variety of features. One of them is the ability to actually watch the show. We have streaming video on a few different services. We got Twitch, we got DLive, and we're still on YouTube. It's the lowest quality, by the way, on YouTube. You get the better qualities on DLive and Twitch. So you want to see us in HD, watch at DLive.LRN.FM. And the Twitch feed is standard definition, but it's still better quality than the YouTube one. You can go to Twitch.LRN.FM to see that there.
If you prefer yourself socially controlled, YouTube's for you.
YouTube is the worst of all those platforms. There's definitely no doubt, although Twitch isn't that much better. DLive is probably the least offensive of the three, I would say. DLive, I don't think, has really done much to offend people. I think they did ban Alex Jones from DLive at some point. But
well, it's only because of a lack of popularity. I mean, honestly. You know, once you're the public square and you can control who gets to talk and who doesn't, mm-hmm. the ring of power is difficult to slip from your finger.
Indeed. All right, so check them out, dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm. Hit the follow button and follow us there. It costs you nothing, just helps us crank those numbers up. We definitely appreciate everybody who watches us and listens, of course, via our audio archives, which are available anytime you want to download them or subscribe to the podcast over at freetalklive.com. And so I said we were going to talk about video games a little bit here, and just during one of the breaks we were discussing, you know, what sort of games, Tyler, you're into, and you're playing Warzone, was it?
Call of Duty Warzone.
Oh, it's a Call of Duty. See, I didn't even know it was
Call of Duty game, yep.
See, I've heard of Call of Duty. This is like a sort of a modern shooter, kind of warfare shooter.
Right, first-person shooter. What mm-hmm. I like about Warzone is it's free. A lot of these Battle Royale games coming out, yeah, they make them free.
Now, is this one of those battle royales as well, where it's like 100 people fighting in the same map? Basically?
Yeah, about 150. Yep.
Oh, 150.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's up there.
Ciara, in my day, we had four-player games, son. Isn't that amazing, though? 150 people. So it's one of those things where, for listeners who aren't familiar, battle royale is this Fortnite, I think, made it popular, basically.
Or PUBG, I think, was the original.
Was it? Okay.
Right. The idea is... you land on the map, there's about
like
150 of you, yep, and you're there can only be one winner, and it's just constantly fighting
one will
each other,
survive.
Right, taking each other's resources. Exactly.
And I know that Fortnite and PUBG, I think they had like a closing arena, basically, like there's like sort of a map that sort of closes in, essentially,
right.
There's like a restriction. Like
forces you together to fight at the end, so you're not just wandering around aimlessly with two other people on this giant
map.
It's
a smart mechanic, it essentially, eventually you're going to be in the same spot with this. With whoever it is that's left, and only one will survive. So people really are addicted to this this particular gaming format. Was this your first Battle Royale game that you were in?
I tried Fortnite for about a week, and it was atrocious, and I'm not sure why people got into that game.
I think I know why.
Yeah?
Because... Minecraft is very popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, there's a lot of kids that are into Minecraft, and I guess Minecraft's been around for a while, right? Like, I mean, your son's into it, isn't he, Mark?
Oh, yeah,
Minecraft.
Way into it.
And he's 12 now,
right.
And he's been playing it for how long?
I mentioned for... some years.
6 years or something?
Not that
seven,
many.
Five?
I don't know. Some time.
A long time.
I mentioned to my son that Captain America was now available in Fortnite. Captain America is his favorite superhero, as it is mine. And... he, like, immediately began S-talking Fortnite.
Really?
What does this kid know about Fortnite? He's never played Fortnite
really
in his life.
He certainly watched people play it, though. You say
he's
he watches the gaming channels.
He's watching the gaming channels, so he's familiar this way. And I'm
like,
I was stunned. Like, I didn't realize I had a fanboy on my hands here. Like, I could, you know, you could hear it, especially somebody who's not...
meaning he's a Minecraft fanboy.
He's apparently a Minecraft fanboy. And just out. Outraged at the notion of me saying the word Fortnite in its presence.
Interesting. So I think Minecraft is sort of, so just besides the people that don't like, you know, Fortnite because it's a shooter, it's sort of a bridge between those worlds, meaning that in Fortnite you have to build stuff, basically, it seems like, in order to have success. There's this sort of building feature where you can construct barriers, you can construct things to hide behind, you can construct bridges from point A to point B. And for people that like a game where you build things, they would like that aspect of Fortnite. For me, it pisses me off.
Right,
I don't want to be building things. I want to shoot things that move.
Mm-hmm.
but for the people that do, and because I did try it, right? Like, I tried it. And for the people that do like to build things, they're really into it. Oh,
right.
Man, now they can build all these cool, you know, forts or whatever. And they can protect themselves. And, of course, high ground is beneficial in shooting games, typically. So you can actually build a higher ground and sort of take on the other players from it, essentially. So it does add a level of strategy that normally doesn't exist in a map. So, like, if you couldn't get to a ledge, you now can, because you can just build yourself a way to that ledge. It's completely unrealistic and silly, but that doesn't mean it's bad, right? Like, plenty of games can be unrealistic. But... I'm not into building things. Like, if I want to have that kind of game, I would have that kind of game, and I'd go play Minecraft, which I've never played and have no interest whatsoever.
I played it, and it's a pretty cool game.
You like it?
I did enjoy it.
What do you like
it?
About it?
Well, fortunately, Jack knows enough about sort of building things, so he got me some kind of weapon that I could fight off zombies. So,
okay, so there are bad guys in the game.
Oh, yeah.
There can be. It's a sandbox game. I mean, if you want to get on there and just build things,
you can
spend hours.
That's what he does most of the time. He's
right.
not interested in the conflict, but I'm like... bring on the zombies!
Yeah.
You know, right? And so he gave me some kind of weapon.
Like
and
a pickaxe.
So I'm like, dig a hole, son. Soldiers dig holes. And so we dug a hole and built a little house. And he began to make things in the corner as I killed the zombies as they came in the door.
Teamwork.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
So y'all had two different computers that you were playing on, basically?
We must have been. Yeah. And his his computer, of course, because I am a cheapskate, his computer doesn't reach as far as mine does. As you know, my computer was built by somebody who I was out of their mind and bought this like video card for the computer.
Oh yeah, I kind of vaguely recall that.
Yeah, it's got this big
video card.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
Yeah, so I think
so I can see my spreadsheets
that's
better.
The answer, Tyler, is that's why Fortnite took off in such a way, because it's not a remarkable shooter in any way, shape, or form. It's just
right,
a
but that is
shooter.
What's different about it compared to like building. PUBG, which PUBG is closer to Warzone in that it's focused on
more
the
of a survival
combat.
Thing, right? Doesn't PUBG have like a survival aspect to it, or no?
I don't know. I never really got into it.
I guess you're right. It is just the battle royale thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you want to comment, you can. We got a study here, actually a study of studies, which I think they call a meta study, looking at video games and violence and aggression. And once again, you know, this just keeps coming up in the news over the decades that somehow playing violent video games is going to result in a bunch of psycho killers, you know,
anti-social.
Terrible kids destroying lives or whatever. And
well, I think there's something to it, and what I would do is this sort of anecdotal, right? Whenever you know, friends would watch Bruce Lee movies, suddenly everybody's a karate expert, you know, like flying through the air, jumping on the bed, and in your tidy whiteys at 12 years
but
old.
But you don't actually want to snap your friends' necks.
No.
Right.
No.
That's the difference.
I'm just saying that that's probably, to me, that's the closest thing I can come to just sort of verifying this.
Video games do not lead to violence or aggression. According to a reanalysis of data gathered from more than 21,000 young people around the world, story at TheGuardian.com, the researchers led by Aaron Drummond from New Zealand's Massey University reexamined 28 studies from previous years that looked at the link between aggressive behavior and video gaming, a method known as a meta-analysis. A new report published in the journal Royal Society Open Science on Wednesday found that when bundled together, the study showed a statistically significant but minuscule positive correlation between gaming and aggression, below the threshold required to count as even a, quote, small effect. The report said, thus, current research is unable to support the hypothesis that violent video games have a meaningful long-term predictive impact on youth aggression. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, you can bring up whatever you want on the program here. There's a little bit more about this study that we can get into. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, or call in on our Discord server, where you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You, if you dial in here now, we can get you on the air. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Violent video games. Once again, there's been another study, this time a study of studies, that shows that all the studies basically say that there's very little evidence that violent video games has any kind of long-term impact on youth aggression. We can talk more about that with you in our studio tonight. It's Ian
and Tyler
and Mark.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I need to stop paying attention to those studies. Most of them are faked in one way or another to manipulate you. So,
well,
that goes for basic.
I'm not feeling manipulated on this one. I've played plenty of violent video games, and I don't think they have any kind of effect.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about this study in particular or video games as a topic. I'm just talking about it in general.
Okay.
That's one of the ways that the powers that be are one of the things they use to manipulate you to get what they want.
Oh, no
to
doubt.
Get the votes they want. Yeah.
I mean, studies can be, you know, the questions in studies are asked in certain ways to garner specific responses.
Yeah, I think they're just used for confirmation bias.
The responses are,
you know, like, you know, you find the ones you like and you read them.
So what were you calling about, David?
Well, mask shaming. The governor here in New Mexico is mask shaming the sheriff's department of Lee County, and they're taunting her by posting on their Lee County Sheriff's Department official Facebook page pictures of all the deputies sitting at a big long table eating pizza without wearing no mask, and sitting at the table at a restaurant. At a restaurant that is closed as per the governor's orders, Governor
really?
Michelle Lujan Grisham. Yeah. And so today on her long, like an hour and something long broadcast on the state of things, she talked about people. I see people on Facebook at restaurants gathering when the restaurant is supposed to be closed and not wearing their masks. And she's clearly talking about these sheriff's deputies. Yeah, mm-hmm. At this also made national news. It's the name of the restaurant is Casey's, and And they've been on the national news in the last few days, and they're supposed to be completely closed for dine-in service. And the restaurant owner has kept his restaurant open indoors, seating, in intentional defiance of the governor. And when questioned about it, says, "Hey, my employees need to feed their families. They need to earn money." And then the state responded, "Well, have them apply for unemployment. We'll make sure that they get unemployment." And
welcome to New Mexico.
And so the sheriff's department in the county is refusing to enforce anything, and nobody in the state is enforcing anything except for the state police, who have to enforce stuff. Otherwise, they get fired, which is probably a better move anyway.
Are they going to send the state police into this restaurant to try to shut them down?
What else could they do?
I don't know. Tune in tomorrow to find out.
The reason why they wouldn't is because the sheriff's department is there maybe defending this particular restaurant. What would happen then? What happens if the sheriff's department, which I'm looking at the photograph here, there's at least 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, looks like 8 agents sitting around this table. You've got 8 armed sheriff's deputies hanging out at this pizza parlor just eating. And, are the state police going to show up and try to do something? No way.
Right. So it's pretty funny though, and what everybody, it's really worth your time if you do the same little search you did and look at the 2 or 3 minutes of Michelle Lujan Grisham giving her little potentate. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Trump being a megalomaniac. Watch this chick. She's like the worst fourth grade schoolmarm you've ever met, and she's scolding the entire citizenry of the state of New Mexico and specifically going after those deputies that you're looking at sitting at that table in that closed restaurant and naming them, basically naming them without naming them, saying that I see you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
Wow.
I mean, this is like
so petty.
This is like seventh grade behavior by a governor. And this governor, she was on the short list to be your vice president. And she's not going to get that, but she may still end up being if the Dems win, which I doubt they're going to, but if they did, she would probably get appointed to one of the cabinet positions and have power over your lives, not just us here in New Mexico. But take 2 or 3 minutes and look at the video especially of her address today, but any one of them, she's just a holy terror. It's hilarious.
Thank you for sharing this tonight, David. I definitely appreciate the story. It's a winner for sure. I mean, you know, the cops deserve a lot of crap, and they have just done horrifying things in a lot of cases. There are a few good ones out there, but they're hard to find because they tend to hide because there's so many bad ones. But they deserve a lot of critique in a lot of cases, but in this case, they're doing the right thing. In this case, they posted, here's the update that they posted on Facebook with a photograph of, again, looks like 8 officers, uniformed, sitting around a table with french fries and hamburgers and tater tots and things like that, enjoying a meal. They say, quote, #, Halea County, do not be alarmed when you see LCSO deputies enter local restaurants. We're not there to enforce the governor's mandate. We're there to grab a bite and support our local businesses. And you know what? That's really refreshing.
I feel like everybody there has to know the risk, too. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
The workers there know the risk, the police know the risk, and they're accepting it. What's wrong with that?
And not a single person in this photograph has a mask on, by the way. There's a bunch of smiling faces enjoying some food. One of the things that
they're indoors, right?
They're indoors.
Okay.
Yep. One of those things that we all have in common.
How are you going to enjoy pizza without a mask on? I guess.
Right.
One of the funniest things I've seen is people lifting up their masks to take
eat
a bite of food.
You've seen that
really
happen?
I have. Yeah.
Here?
Not here. I saw it up in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Couldn't believe it. How do you do that? How are you that obedient that you have to go to all that trouble?
I find them uncomfortable, and I can't imagine wearing one all day. So the people that are having to wear one all day in order to work, I salute you. But, I mean, you know, I'd rather eat outside than wear a mask into a restaurant to get to my booth, to sit and wait on my food, to remove my mask, to eat, to put my mask back on so that I can go pay or whatever.
It's not the only photo, according to KOAT7 Action News, the only photo on social media showing the deputies breaking the rules. Another group of officers were pictured same day, mask-free, inside a different business, the Pizza Inn in Hobbs. Pizza Inn lost its food service permit last week after they refused to obey the governor's recent public health order and continued to permit indoor dining. So that's even better news that they lost their food service permit and the sheriff's office is going there to eat.
Nice.
So, I mean, we do need to have more law enforcement officers violating this garbage, these mandates out there. It's refreshing to see that happen. I wish they would do it more often on, like,
yeah,
you know,
these guys, what possible ramifications could there be for them?
I wish they would do it on the war on drugs. You know, let's ignore all this stupid crap and get back to actually...
Well, lots of cops have been ignoring marijuana from lots of people for a long time.
Yeah, I'm talking about the whole war on drugs.
I hear you.
Because, again, there's no victim, there's no crime. These cops could actually garner some real public appreciation if they would stop enforcing victimless crimes. And this is a perfect example of how it's actually heartwarming. Like, I don't normally feel feelings like this when I hear about what the police are doing, because normally they're destroying peaceful people's lives. In this case, they're just acting like normal folks,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing what normal people should be doing, which is just, and it's the same thing that we all have in common. We all got to eat. So, I mean, this is a common shared thread amongst humanity, and, you know, kudos to these guys for doing this. I think it's the right thing to do.
You know, he mentioned Joe Biden's VP pick.
Has there still been? There's no pick
that,
yet,
that's
right?
The thing is that I'm like, why, did that old demented guy pick a VP guy? A
not yet.
Yet? I mean,
not
and
yet.
So I looked it up, and apparently not.
When does that happen?
Well, it doesn't. At this point, if COVID changes everything. Uh-huh. It's the new normal. The new normal is that Joe Biden doesn't have to go out in public, and he's still beating Trump in the polls. Of course,
that
ladies and gentlemen,
anything,
there still hasn't been the debate.
No.
Because I can only imagine what this mud-slinging brawl is going to be like.
Yeah. I'm looking forward
yeah.
to it. I mean, I probably won't watch it, but maybe there'll be some highlights that I'll catch.
Oh, I'll definitely watch it. That's going to be so fun.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and that's even if they have it, because
it's
I feel
Alzheimer's
like everyone
versus
knows.
Tourette's.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Joe Biden is just going to get creamed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they will find a way to try and get out of it.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. Definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight, and we will be back tomorrow for the Friday episode here on Free Talk Live. As always, you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to hop on our Discord server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at discord.lrn.fm. That is available to you 24 hours a day, and frequently there's stuff happening in there all the time. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live. And normally the show would be over right
Projects
now.
Projects would there. Soon change the world. Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.